good morning, you guys. Happy Saturday. Welcome to our team Saturday call, and we're excited to be sharing, well, a couple things we want. Well, a whole bunch of exciting things. Oh, my goodness. So I just said a couple of all those things about how there's the event in Lodi today, and then that East Coast, that Healthy Lifestyle Expo is coming up in Williamsburg, Virginia. Let's see, that's going to be August, 20th, 22nd, and that same weekend, if I got the dates right. Anyway, it's right about that time. Leaders Being More is going to be in, that was going to be Humans Being More, but now it's going to be Leaders Being More, and Jeff Isom's going to be there, and of course, Dave and Valerie Johnson and William Todd and Jamie Sorensen, right? Jamie's going. Maybe some other people on our team are going. Anyway, that's going to be great.
For Jamie had been last year.
Yeah, she'd been last year, but I think she told us she was going. She's not on.
That's where I heard from her. Yeah. Becky, do you know? That's what she said. But.
Yeah, that's what she had said, so I think so. So I want to talk about some of the, there's two parts to really building a thriving, expanding MECAN network and income stream. And the two parts are skills, learning, you know, how to contact people, how to invite, how to do presentations, how to follow up, how to enroll. And we use the Eric Worre book, The 7 Steps, 7 Skills to Being a Network Marketing Professional. And then the other part, which is really, really huge, is our attitude, our mindset, how we think. And it turns out a lot of part of it is actually our subconscious mind, things as we were growing up. And so that's what primarily I wanted to talk about today. We wanted to talk about Jack and I have both been listening to it. Wow, Jack, I think you've been listening to it every day.
Sometimes 10, 15 minutes, sometimes a couple hours.
Because it's so, you know, you guys probably have seen the email I've sent out a couple times, so hopefully you have gotten it. Mach 2 with Your Hair on Fire, Richard Brook. And we personally have I know there's a book. We used to have a book. I couldn't seem to find it on our bookshelf, so maybe we left it in Gardnerville. But also then Jack found online a free PDF book so that you can, you know, you can read it, share it, print it out. And then we got the an MP3 and audio by going on to Amazon.com and saying audio, Mach 2 with Your Hair on Fire. You have to put the whole thing in to get, I think, for the right thing to show up. And that was $8.99. So maybe let's just go ahead. I had several other things I want to talk about, too, but maybe let's just go ahead and start talking about that right this minute. It's so invigorating. I love listening to Richard Brook, and he shares his transformation, how when he was young growing up, he had a lot of negative beliefs and self-talk, and he'd gotten a job at the Tyson chicken processing plant, and he learned about network marketing, got excited about making more money. But because of all these, you know, all the stuff in his subconscious, all of his limiting beliefs, it was really, really, really a hard go for him. I think about 3 years it was, he just didn't have it, you know, a lot of these things. So he started the shift for him when he started learning about how to do affirmations and how to start reading things like Think and Grow Rich with Napoleon Hill. And, you know, all the things that we talk about on this call, like Excuses Be Gone with Wayne Dyer, that's about reprogramming our subconscious. And earlier, you know, in June we were talking about that the I am, making those I am statements. And all of this is to help us with our attitude and our mindset. And not only us, but, you know, as we interact with people and bring people onto our teams and we interact with our spouses and our children and our adult children, I mean, everybody, this is part I mean, it's so important for every single one of us to learn how to let go of limiting beliefs and start thinking about what we want rather than what we don't want, and about these different ways to overwrite, to reprogram our subconscious.
Well, that's what I like.
Yeah, let's do some of these.
Where's the Marian?
Oh, yeah, I love that one. Here's that.
Okay, this is one of the reasons I like I am. We are all children of God, and we have to remember that. And when we say I am, that and we are saying I am a child of God, and, you know, I mean, making that declaration. Marianne Williamson, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, talented, or fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we inconspicuously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. That's why it's so important to do these I am affirmations. And I think we did this last week, but we'll do it again.
Yes!
Let's do it every day.
It feels so good.
Let's do it every day. Here's some examples of affirmations. And these are I ams, even though we don't necessarily say I am in everyone, but I absolutely love myself. I deserve abundance. I deserve happiness. I deserve health. I am in action every day. I am having fun. I love supporting people. I love giving people my full attention. I love listening to people at a level that heals them. I love vigorous exercise. I am healthy and vital. I am wealthy. I have freedom. I have lots of free time. I am massively productive. I get things done anyway. I attract good fortune. I attract whatever I need. I am easy to be with. People love listening to me. People love being with me. People love following me with ease and confidence. I ooze confidence. I am safe and secure. I believe in me. I believe in my goals. I believe in angels. I know success is inevitable. Life is easy. Life is fun. Life is abundant. Woohoo! So
how do you feel when you hear that?
Awesome.
Awesome.
And
me too.
So if we do that, you know, at least 2 times a day, that's going to make us feel better, right?
And it just starts, you know, it just starts changing things inside of us. It starts overriding things that maybe we have said inside. Richard talks about, you know, things we don't even remember maybe that happened to us when we were 3 or 4, and we got this idea that, like he shares one, that he stole a book or something from a store, and his mom found out and scolded him, and they had to take it back. So what he kind of got out of that is, it's not good to tell the truth because bad things happen to you.
So of course, that's a terrible limiting belief. Who's been reading the book that would like to share what you've were listening to it? Who'd like to share what they're getting so far?
This is Ruth. I had found him, and I'm trying to find it right now as we're on the phone. I found that YouTube, I think I mentioned to you, and I listened to it for a little bit more.
Can you speak up just a little bit, Ruth? Just
oh,
a little
sure.
bit?
Okay. Let me see. Can you hear me?
Yes,
that's
much
better.
Sorry. So I searched him on YouTube, and I was listening to, I didn't finish it still, but he talks about, you know, it's really important to really, I think the affirmation is important, but just it's a whole vibrational shift. So even when you read what you just read about I Ams, I mean, everything just changed. I think, you know, your heart gets lighter, the whole energy shifts to something much more positive, much more uplifting, much more inspirational. So however it works for you, whether you listen to him on the audiobook, or whether you read it, or whether you watch it, and I have him on the background, so it's not because I've got him on a laptop when I'm on the desktop. So, but I just think he's really quite good. I love his website that he has all those little videos on there. And so I just think whatever you can do to support yourself is only going to help. It can't hurt.
Absolutely. And you know, that there's so much negative news, we'll say, in the world. But it's almost every place you pick up a magazine or, you know, that there's so much focus on what we don't want, what we don't want to create in our life.
By thinking more about it.
So it's really important for us to switch our focus and switch, you know, to talking about what we do want and the type of life we want and the type of vibrations we want to feel. And hang out with people that are positive as much as possible.
I mean, that's, you know, the whole idea about humans being more in the life cycle and how powerful that is, and, you know, how we've heard over and over people putting up pictures and those things happening. It's because we are powerful creators, and what we focus on does come into manifestation. And so you can see we definitely want to be focusing on what we want. We don't want to create more of what we don't want by focusing on that. And so his, what he did and what he recommends people do, I mean, vision, what you want to be, do, and have, that's, you know, that's the most important. And the people we bring into this business, what they want to be, do, and have. NECAN is a vehicle, you know, a vehicle for better health, active wellness, for personal growth, for income, for fun. NECAN's a vehicle, but so we need to know what we want to be, do, and have. And by focusing on that, we're going to draw it in a manifestation. So he has a vision. You know, we have life cycle plans. He has a vision book. Whatever combination of these things that you want to have, I know I've heard some people, they have like a bulletin board like next to their desk, and so you can kind of change, you know, just with little pins, so you can pin things on and take things off, and kind of like a living life cycle. But put the pictures that inspire you. I mean, what you are choosing to create in your life, like if it's a new house, a new car, a vacation for the family to Disneyland or to someplace in Europe. I mean, put the pictures up there, and especially put the people being what you want to be, you know, positive and outgoing. And so words, you know, words, he talks about how the most important thing are the words, the captions, and the headlines. And so put words that you know, inspire you and make you feel good. And to look at those at least twice a day, in the morning and in the evening. And, again, it can be your life cycle plan, because we have our life cycle plans.
I did.
To make sure we have on there what we want right now.
Yeah, I just thought of something, Karen. For a long time, back when we were in real estate and early in NECAN, that we put affirmations, I found a screensaver that lets you write whatever you wanted to that would flash up on the screen.
Oh, right, right, yeah.
And so I did that. And, you know, anything like that that you can think of, somebody just said they had 200 statements around their
house,
32.
Right, right.
They
yes.
put 32, but their goal is to have 32
QEs
in
August.
So
whatever, yeah, to motivate yourself, to remind yourself, uplift yourself. And like Richard Brooke talks about how he put his picture on the cover of Success Magazine, and he looked at that every day for, I don't remember, several years or something, and it ended up happening. And Jack and I, we put our picture, we took a NECAN magazine, And at that time,
we hired somebody to do it.
It's pretty easy to do these things yourself now, but at that time, we didn't have the technology that we have now. But we hired them to do a mock-up of the magazine cover with us on the cover and saying
new diamonds,
you know, and that was one of the things that we had pinned up on the wall, so we saw that every day. And it's just powerful, you guys. It's just like magical. It's just like and it's so much fun. So who else would like to share? I mean, what are your thoughts? What's happening? What are you doing in regards to, Mach 2 with your hair on fire and affirmations and pictures?
Karen, on the Mach 2, on that chapter 5 about your movie is real. I really think that, especially I'm starting to do that with my vision board, is when I point to the item of traveling and there are pictures of the different places that I want to go to, I speak clearly that I am sitting here enjoying a glass of tea and I'm having a good dinner and I'm looking out over the river and I'm starting to put a movie together that I am in this place and I see me walking down the streets and I see the bicycles along the roadway and I'm starting to realize that when I put the words boldly from my mouth and put that in a movie form and I speak with, you know, clarity that this is happening, it's making all the difference. And so I go through my vision board, and I loudly, even sometimes, point to every item I have on there, and I said, I am more curious. I am more bold. I am traveling, and I'm going from coach to first class. I'm seeing myself in first class. I'm having a wonderful dinner, and it is fantastic to get into that realm, and so that's helping me. And so, yeah. The part that I'm reading is really becoming more clear to me.
Yay, Candace and
awesome, Candace! Oh, that's so exciting.
What I love, I saw you standing up as you're doing that. So if you can stand up and even walk around, you know, as you get these pictures more familiar in your mind, then you can walk around and like you say, even shout it sometimes, and jump up and down and pound yourself on the chest. I mean, whatever it is, or throw your arms out, you know. I mean, it's declaring, it's feeling, it's the emotion. We had a wonderful series of events with Nikan and Team Diamond, where Brian Biro.
He's amazing.
Brian Biro is a swimming coach, and he talks about emotion, energy in motion. And we get our body in motion as we're talking. It's tremendous. And Anthony, what's his name?
Robbins.
Right. Yeah, Anthony Robbins has talked about that too, where Tony Robbins. It anchors it in your body. It as we're moving the body around and saying these affirmations with gusto, you know, with force, and even he had us jumping up and down and clapping our hands overhead and
e power,
yeah. So
emotion.
Yeah. Well, I have the vision boards. I've moved my vision board from my middle bedroom into the hallway. So I'm going by those vision boards every day, many times. And at first it was just looking at the pictures. Oh, I remember putting that together. Yeah, it is a road to discovery. Yes, it is reaching up and digging deep. Yes, it is life lessons. But I wouldn't say it with the boldness. I wouldn't say it with the clarity. I wouldn't say it with the laser focus. And when I am shouting and pointing and getting out of my calm self but into my bold self, it is making a huge difference.
Woohoo! So, wow, Candace! Wow!
Now, those pictures that I'm looking at, it goes beyond just seeing a hot air balloon to actually picturing that hot air balloon. Yes, it's got beautiful colors, and yes, there's a cactus down below. And yes, I am in this basket with five other people, and this gal has a red shirt on. I mean, you know, the more clarity you get and the more you put into your movie, the better it is. It's just wonderful.
Absolutely. Yep. And see, that's how we create. We are creative beings, and we create with our thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And we might as well create what we want. I mean, we create 100%. I mean, we create 24/7. We might as well create what we want, and this is how we create what we want. So, wow. Fantastic, Candace. Kudos to you. Who else would like to share?
So I just want to go, this is Ruth. I want to go back to when you started the call. You said there's two parts of doing our business. And yes, the skills are really important, but the other part was actually your mindset. And I know a lot of us get hung up about, I have to learn all I can about the technologies. I have to learn about how to do the muscle checking. I have to remember all the information for each of the products. But really, that doesn't even matter. What really matters is our mindset. So I feel like that is actually even more important than learning all the stuff we feel we have to learn about the products and the technologies. That if we change how our mindset is, everything else just works. I mean, I remember years ago when you guys went diamond, I remember saying, oh, we believe that you meditate on your way to diamond chip. It's your head, it's your mindset that has created that. Yes, you did the affirmations and you did the picture of on the Nika magazine, and all those things help because it shifts the mindset. It has changed that. So vibrationally, you end up attracting the things you really want in your life. So I'm just thrilled that you guys think that way and believe in that, and thrilled that somebody like Richard Brooks understands all that and all the law of attraction people. And it's not just about working hard and memorizing everything and learning how to do everything perfect. That's not what our business is all about. So
yeah, it's what you are. It's what you be. It's your beingness that people are attracted to. It's not what you're saying. You know, a lot of times,
because there's tools. There's tools we can use for all that other part.
Well, then that's why it's so important to use tools, because if we just talk like when Jack and Karen are talking to you guys, all the time, you know, I know your eyes are glazing over and you're wanting to fall asleep a lot of times because it's the way we are, just the way we are. But when we're feeling it in ourselves, then we're excited, you know, then it's really powerful. So,
and an important thing that Richard said, you know, like sometimes in the beginning, the affirmation, or you'll look at the picture and you'll get that backlash inside, you know, well, I can't do that. I'm not smart enough, or I'm not brave enough, or I don't know enough, or, you know, you'll hear that echo. And you just say, you know, thank you, self, for telling me that. But you just keep moving forward and you just have the clarity, just like Candace is saying, the more clear that we are, the clarity, the clarity. And the positive energy, it'll overwrite that, you know. So pretty soon that echo back that we can't do it, we can't have it, we're not good enough, we don't deserve it, we've never had it before, why do you think you can do it now? You know, all that stuff, that those little monkeys in our head, after a while, they get reprogrammed. So, but it's up to us to continually run the movie we do want.
Actually, our subconscious mind is a computer, and it doesn't have emotion. I mean, we can reprogram it, and, you know, it's not upset because we're reprogramming it. It's happy to feed us back what we are feeling and seeing and thinking. So that's what makes it the reprogramming possible. It's not like it's fighting us or anything. It is fighting us if we don't do anything about it.
In that, you know, the subconscious, Jack, what did you read? I mean, it's so much faster.
It's a million times faster.
Conscious mind.
Subconscious mind is a million times faster than our conscious mind. So, you know, the conscious mind can hold one or two or three things at a time, but but the subconscious mind can hold an infinite number of things. It remembers things from before we were born that we could hear while in utero. It remembers everything, every conversation. So, and especially the ones that were repeated, or the ones that were, with strong emotion, and then we felt a reflexive emotion. We felt we felt threatened or whatever.
Threatened or embarrassed.
Embarrassed.
Yes. Yeah.
Those are the things that really. So when something in our environment triggers that thing, the subconscious mind just spills out all these. So like Richard Brook talks about, he got hit with a pitch when he was
the baseball, yeah.
Baseball when he was 5 years or in fifth grade, but he's repeated that in his mind thousands of times since then, and how the other kids laughed at him because he was crying because he got hit, and it probably wasn't a very fast ball after all. But you know, when you're in the fifth grade, and then the other kids are laughing at you, it maybe there's emotions there, and he said he can't even watch a baseball game because he thinks he's going to get hit, you know, on TV if he's watching it. So it's kind of crazy. It doesn't make sense from this side when we think about it, but the subconscious mind just plays back those records all the time.
So we got to put new ones.
we
go in our computer, we get up, bring that program up, and we change it.
Any other feedback from you guys? Anybody that's reading the book or anything?
Oh,
I've
got a couple more things.
Oh, Karen's got more things. Okay.
Wow, let's see. Is Pam Barnes on?
There is Barnes on. Hi, Barnes.
Yes, we're on. We're traveling, so I had it muted out. So we might be some of the background noise.
All right. Well, you sent that awesome testimonial from Vincent Welch. Do you want to talk about that? Little bit, or I've got it printed out here.
Well, I would love for Vince to be on the improvements that he made. He didn't put it, and I don't know. Is Vince on? Do you know? But he would have happily shared it with him. He was just elated. But so what it was, he had a water system, and then he got the sleep system. But in his changing of revamping his room, he had put his sleep system into the closet, and it just kind of forgot about it. And then when they was redoing it a second time, it'd been in there about a year and a half, he brought it back out, and he had such changes with having that he called me and he said, okay, I know you're frustrated with me, and I got to tell you this. It made such a change in 2 nights. I want to get revamped with Pecan. So in learning this time, he decided to add nutritionals in. Okay, so he did the Vital Balance, the Siaga, the Bergesterol, and actually Immunity too. He had told me Immunity, he didn't put it in the written testimonial. But so he added those things into his day, and not sure what would happen. And my goodness, just wonderful things started happening. And he went back in for his second, his annual exam. So it's been a year since he was in there because he didn't really like what they were telling him before with health issues. And it was a family genetic that caused him to have the blood pressure problems and things like that. So he went on those things. And all in all, you can read it, Karen, but he dropped 29%. And they took him off some medications. He was just so excited. So if you want to read the stats, since I don't have them in front of me, Vince is a fat guy because he wanted to know. So, yeah, put those out there for everybody.
Okay, so a year ago his cholesterol was 169, today 128. So that's 24% decrease. Triglycerides a year ago were 199. Today it was 159, a 20% decrease. The LDL, the bad cholesterol, had been 118. Today it was 84, which was a 29% decrease. And so then he just shares, the Nican things that he's been using. And then his doctor took him off his blood pressure medicine. So, I mean, is that fantastic? Woohoo! Wow.
Yes, yes, yes. I was excited for him. So now he says he's back on the wagon again, telling everybody that you can change genetics.
I mean, just think, you know, everybody really, they want to feel better. They want to have better health. I mean, they don't want to have high cholesterol and be taking those statin drugs that cause all kinds of negative side effects. And so just if more people could understand that. So, yeah, we will send this testimonial out to the rest of you guys so you can share it when you're out talking to people. Another thing I wanted to share is on, you know, Dave's morning calls, his morning rev calls. I think it was just a couple of days ago, Dr. Ken Howiak was on, and he was a podiatrist in Hawaii for many, many years, 20-some years, and he had learned about Niken products and had started to use Niken products in his podiatry practice, the insoles, especially for diabetics, and the socks, and then the far infrared wraps. He loved those, and then this leaves
the water.
He wouldn't
use diabetics for a long time.
But, you know, gradually, I mean, he just fell in love with all the Niken things. And anyway, now, as you may know, he has become a bone specialist, and he is bone health. He is often at Niken events, and he has those scanners that can scan your bone density ultrasound without radiation, so ultrasound. And he's a huge proponent of the Niken bone health pack, the Osteodense, the Caldense, and the Lactoferrin, and he talks about how powerful those are. And anyway, it's just a great call. I mean, I think just about, and how everybody really needs it, rather even if you don't have osteoporosis, because he talks about how it does more things than just make our bones strong. I mean, it helps our whole bodies to be healthy like they were when we were younger. It helps the processes to be correct. And he explains it really well. I think just about anybody hearing it would probably feel like they would like to take the bone health pack. And so I highly recommend going on to, you go to soundcloud.com/magnetic-leaders. And it was just a couple of days ago, just a few days ago. And get that one. Probably save it, save it to your computer. Listen to it. Get it out to your customers, your consultants. I think, it's going to help a whole lot more people see the benefits, understand the benefits that they're going to get by being on the bone health pack.
Okay, well, we're over time.
Was there a comment?
Okay, it's Pam, and I know we're out of time. I just want to tell you that I've had a situation using the bone health pack, which I have from the start, but due to a dental loss of a tooth, due to a screw in a salad that broke the tooth, I have to have an implant. So I doubled my osteodense 2 to 3 times a week. Okay, when I went in and the prosthodontist looked at my before and after CAT scan, he said, "This is amazing. I cannot believe how thick this, how good, I'll call it thick for you guys, that the bone filled in, the osteointegration." I said, "Okay, if you looked at my x-ray before, when I came here 6 months ago and now, what would you say, at what age would I be?" And he said, "Age of 20.
Wow.
You all know I'm a lot older than that, almost 3 times that old. So I just want to plug that for the bone health.
Thank you, Pam. That's awesome.
Okay, Pam, so you said osteodense 3 times a week. You meant 3 times a day?
No, I doubled it. I take it every day, and I was before this happened. But because of this,
okay,
I then doubled, the osteodense 3 times a week. I'll get it written out. I just haven't done it yet.
Okay. So you doubled up.
I almost doubled it, I doubled it. I didn't do it all the time, but I did it most of the time. But I always had it doubled it, 2 ODs 3 times a week.
I got you.
They increased the bone support, and obviously it did.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks for sharing that. That is awesome. Well, you guys, thanks for being on today. And, we really have such an amazing vehicle with Niken for ourselves, for the people that we meet, and to have better health, better bones, be younger, stronger, healthier, happier. just to be able to make such a difference in the lives of others, to create an income stream. We just feel so blessed every day to have found NECAN and to be partners with you guys. And let's just go out there and make this a great August.
Okay. And I want to add that the whole purpose of this, getting excited about Mock2, the Air and Fire, and this vibrational change is to give you the posture, like Candace was talking about, a boldness when you're talking to people, absolutely know and vibrate so that they know you're vibrating it, that these products work. You can, you know, we believe it's for everyone, but it's their choice, of course. But it changes the way we present, the way we talk to other people, not by the words that we're saying, but by our vibration. So that's the important part of it. Okay, we love and appreciate every one of you.
Yay, team.
God bless.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Love you guys.
More 21 Club.
Woohoo!
Paragon Award.
Woohoo!
All right.